What it says in this week's parasha? Vayichash atamu kol anshei melchamo amus mikarev ha'am. End of parasha. Next pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem elei mor atov er yom b'skevul mo'aves ar. So, right after, immediately after describing, Moshe Rabbeinu is describing the history of what happened in the Midbar to Klal Yisrael, and he talks about how they journey, they meander, they wander in the Midbar for 38 years, until Atom Kol Ador Anshem Lecham Lekarav HaMachaneh, and then eventually they all died, Vayichasher Tamok Anshem Lecham Lemus Mekarav Am, which is a sentence that seems to require a conclusion, and Sof Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem Elei Lemor. Says Rashi. Rashi quotes the Torah's Konim. It's a little. It's the Gemara in Tainus mentions it, but it's the Lashon is a little more elaborate than Torah's Konim. Torah's Konim parashas Vayikra. On the first pasuk, Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elav Meom Oed Leimor. Says Torah's Konim Leimor, Amor Lehem Divrei Kavushim Bishvilchem Medaberim Shekem Motzim Shekol Amid Cheshana Shoyisol Kemenudim. And says that what Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael is that for the last 38 years, when you were all menudim, seemingly from the Chayit HaMeraglim, which is 38 years, Hashem was not medaber Moshe. So now the pasuk that Moshe says, once Moshe was recalling, just not to happen not too many months before, then by Dabar Hashem Elai Leimor. The Dibur came to Moshe Rabbeinu after the Dor HaMidbar died out. So the obvious problem is that that doesn't seem to be true. If you go to start Parashat Shlach and read through and the Shlach, read through the till Mises Aaron, let's say, because Mises Aaron is Mish Chodesh Av, and then this ended Tishba of Tubav. So, but there are quite a few Vayidaber Hashem, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe happens quite a few times. So this was not missed by any of the Farshim. So if you look at Rashi, this Rashi actually appears twice. It appears in Dvarim and appears in Vayikra, and he says it slightly differently in both places. Each place, actually. Okay, Vayikra. In Vayikra, Rashi says, he quotes the Torah's Konim. So he says, again, Lashon Torah's Konim, we have it is Lohi Medaber in Moshe. So Rashi says, when he quotes this, Lo Nisyachid Hadibur in Moshe, Shinem Ayrichash Otam Kal Shem Melchama, Vayidaber Hashem Elai Leimor, Elai Hoya Hadibur. Rashi says that there's something about the word Elai. The more tiny, I think the Lashon sounds a little bit like that. The diuk is that there was some sort of a dibur. No Vayidaber Hashem Elai. There was no Elai Hoya Hadibur. What does that mean? There was no Elai Hoya Hadibur. So, Rashbam in the Basra. Rashbam in the Basra on Daf Kuf Kaf Aleph on the base. The Gemara there is talking about Tu B'Av. And the Gemara is describing all the reasons we celebrate why Tu B'Av was one of the Yom, was a day that surpassed in certain respects all the Yom Tovim except for Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, Yom Shekol Bo Meisei Midbar, Damar Ma'achal Kol Ma'achal Kolu Meisei Midbar L'Hoy Yadibar Moshe, basically the same point that Torah's Kohanim is making. So it says, D'Rashbam L'Hoy Yadibar Moshe Pe'el Pe' Kibat Tchilo. Avon Ibhut Zuchul Yadibar Kegom B'Meisei De Korach. Fascinating, Rashbam. Rashbam says Dibur is not pel peh, it was ade malach over urim v'tum. There's an inami in Rashbam, which maybe we'll get back to. But the inami loyim dabri elade tzorach maisa tzorach. It was, but it wasn't regular. It was only when absolutely necessary. The first found Rashbam, which seems to be at least al derech or Rashi saying in Vayikra, is that there was a different kind of Dibur. The Dibur was different in kind in terms of the degree of connection that was created by between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Rashbam says only Malach of Urim V'Tumim. It was not Pe El Pe. The Chizkuni, I believe here, Yeah, the Chizkuri says basically the same thing. In Parashat Dvarim, is the Amri... One says, is the Amri lo yedim v'moshe pel peh ele b'chezion laila. A little bit of a different kneichah. It wasn't pel peh, it was b'chezion laila. So, this is striking, because these halach, this characteristic of pe'al pe'ah and dibur bayom is characteristic of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Pe'al pe'ah dabro and parash baloscha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu seems to define the distinction between one of the aspects, the distinction between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuas Shai Nevi'im is Nevuas Rabbeinu is pe'al pe'ah. Nevuas Moshe im yad v'yachem b'chalom pasuk baloscha, yad v'yachem Hashem b'chalom elav asadab b'mareh adabar bo lochen avdi Moshe b'chol b'sin emanu pe'al pe'ah dabro m'rev lo chidof. So that's the pasuk in Pahalos. And the Rambam in Hilchos Sodei Torah as well in the Gimel Ikrim, the Dhamma to Parak Chelek, the Rambam makes a point of this, and he quotes these Tukim. The Rambam in here. I have the old translation, I think, I'm not sure actually whose translation they put here. Ram the Sora Shvi talks about how Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was different from Shara Nevi'im. He goes through the different distinctions according to his opinion. And he says, well, first one is Arishon ki Eisen Navi Shahaya Lo Dibur Hashem Yisbarach Elai De Emtzoi Moshe Bolo Emtzoi Shnemer Peh Peh Dabro. That's one of the Sode Emuna, is to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu had this Milo of Nevuah Peh Peh. Which according to Rambam's definition means Nara de Malach. Okay, that's a broader discussion. The Rambam seems to think other Nevi'im were Adei Malach. The Ramban says basically more Megillah that Adei Malach is not Nevuah. Fine, not always Nevuah at least. Sukkim Malachim sounds like sometimes it is considered Nevuah. That's a different discussion. So that's striking. So now according to what the one day what some of the Rishonim were saying, during those times there was no Nevuah Pelta. So that by itself is not a problem. Because the Ram doesn't say every Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu had to have been Pelah Peh. It means Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu had the Madrega of Nevuah's Pelah, could have reached Nevuah's Pelah Peh. It's not explicit in the Rambam that he had to have constantly had that Nevuah, had that Madrega of Nevuah. In fact, which we'll have to maybe get back to, the Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Matos cites the Medrash that there are different, without going into the details of that right now, but implies that there were different, it was a different Madrega and Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. And Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu may have also sometimes been the Snabe at the Madrega of Koam Arashem, but he was on top of that, he was the Snabe Madrega of Zeh Adavar. So the fact that you could tell me that there were Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu that were not the Madrega of Pel Peh is not particularly problematic. What is surprising, is that some of these nevuas are ikar divrei Torah, halacha. You have Parsha Shlach after the Chaitam Arashim. You have Parsha Nesachim. You have Parsha Sitzis. You have right. So you have Parham Dosh Tzibur. So you have all these parshas which are gufo shel Torah, which are after the Chaitam Arashim. So the sounds like, we'll see later, maybe we can tweet this, often it sounds like, that doesn't bother them either. That the feed this day in the Rashbam, the feed this Chizkuni. Again, Rashi doesn't use that Lashon. He just says, Lonus Yachid, not clear what that means exactly. That even Nevuas that teach Divrei Torah al-Halacha could have been, without them, that Madrega of Nevuas Pe'al Peh. Now, is that possible? Does everyone agree that's even possible? So in the Rambam itself, it's a little unclear. Yeah?
When you say Faker, maybe the Chiddush could be the opposite.
The what?
That Gufei Torah were given either at Sinai or Sofia, the other side. So those partials are like the Vadai were given with Avraham and Nevuah. What was revealed with the timing of it, let's say, like Rashi points out the timing of certain things, is more that at this time it's a great time to reveal it to Klai Yisrael. that was Ayyadei, I'm sorry. I mean, that's meaning it's Adarav. The parshas which are not Gufei Torah, that aren't mitzvahs, so those may not have been given in Sinai or at Mitzvah
Kamav. So
those parshas, the fact that those parshas can become part of a Chetzer Shel Torah Shebachsav on the level of.
Okay, so you're trying to say that it doesn't mean.
I'm saying there's still a kasha. But you might even express a kasha more chad, dafka about the other parshas that appear in the middle of Bamidbar. That those parshas which are
these means the Vaidabar Shem and Moshe Lemor that's described in these parshas was not. It's written here, but the Dibor didn't take place here. The Dibor that's being described.
According to many days, it has to be that way because right. I mean, if you don't hold like that, I'm bad. It has to be that the 2 days in the Gemara, either Megillah or.
So I want to get to. So that's a different point. That's Kodman Torah. But
the Kasha could be stronger by the middle parshas in Bamidbar because those are places where there is no mitzvah satar. It's not part of Tayag mitzvah. Still has a chalos chatzos to Torah Shabbat.
Right. Good. I hear what you're saying, Ariel. I was pointing out even not the in Yoni Halacha, if the Nevuah was. The question is like this. The question is that. I guess what I was pointing to is the following, and maybe I wanted to get back to this from coming from a different angle, but maybe just present the issue here. Some of the Diburim happened historically at that point. The Diburim and the Maisa, well, assuming Korach happened after, like the Rashbam says, which is a question. The Diburim seem to have happened historically after the Chayit HaMeraglim. The fact that it's we'll get back to this. The fact that it ends up in Torah may have been because it was chazed over subsequently. In Avos Mor. I want to talk about that for another. The question you have to ask yourself is that in these Vaidavrash and Moshe Lemor that appear with the Dinei Torah the Torah writes here, and presumably were commuted to Klal Yisrael at that point. This is what it sounds like. Or does that indicate there was that because there was they were commuted to Klal Yisrael at that point, but Torah is Mitzvah Hashem. With it, nachayt amaraglim or no? That's so yesh l'ayin b'zeh, but I just over this general question of whether or not this question of these pratim of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu are essential for the Chavetz Shel Torah. It's there's a maral. The maral says so explicitly. The maral writes on the maral writes on in Parashat Matos in the Gerarie. He says, what's the difference between Koamar Hashem and Ze'adavar? Says the Maral in Maral language, but say in other language. But the Maral says that Ze'adavar is associated with Torah. Torah that's Ladoros. He says every other nevuah relates to something that's going on, something that's specific to whatever time and place that something happens, something will happen. It relates to a specific time. By definition, it's lisha in some way or another. So a nevuah lisha could be the madrega of less direct, could be the madrega of Koam Arashem. He connects it to the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Mem Tes, where the Gemara says Moshe was his nabi vaspeklaya meira, and of course the Mizrahi who says that, and the other neviim were nabi vaspeklaya in meira. We know that the connection from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the clarity of the vision was less direct. Was less clear. Says Maral that inidel tola benavuas Moshe mein olav Hashem madrigaso ki nevuas im shtayim ha'achas yish nesnabu but kol neviim al ma'aser Hashem benagaso ba'olam l'choshen nasa ba'olam v'madriga shel Moshe yekolu ze v'kol gamkin lesnabus al mitzvos la'atora shetzilo Hashem yisbarach mipiv v'zos ha'madriga hi einu doma l'rishona ki madriga rishona v'dvar ma'asher yechadish v'asa ba'olam madriga shel Moshe olav Hashem yatora ma'asher Hashem yisbarach rotz shen yenog tamed ba'olam b'li shinoi. Torah by definition is eternal. L'malam and Azman. In order to have a nevuah l'malam and Azman, you have to have. He explains a little more. You have to have a nevuah that's fully sichli, matashli, a nevuah of aspekaya meira. It has to be mufka from the olam hazeh. That's the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore Torah had to be done through given through a nevuah of Koam Arashem. Through a zedavar. He says that's why when there was a tzivoy l'shah harasha, you could have Koam Arashem. He says of makom asherot l'snabos on ma'aser Hashem banagoso. Or describing commotion, Amar Koam Hashem Kachatzos Alai Niyotzei B'soch Mitzrayim, or even Koam Hashem Iru V'Shuva B'soch After Chet Egel. We give a command to Klal Yisrael, go B'soch Hamachane and kill all the Chet Egel. That was a tzivoy, but it was a tzivoy l'sha. Tzivoy l'sha can be together Koam Hashem, but anything that's Torah l'doros has to be be'er zehadavar. It's interesting to note at the one more thing. The Chaim Velazhner in Ruach Chaim in the first mission Avos, so he there also talks about Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, and he discusses this this sefrei that Rashi quotes in Matos, and he connects it also to the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos of Aspaklari Mira. And he explains with in his line what exactly that means, because it was a bitul haguf. This wasn't a bitul haguf, and he ends up saying that's pshat Moshe kibel Torah Misinai, because Kabbalah as part of Masara Yeshua. Kabbalah implies an absolute accepting everything in its entirety, you didn't lose any drops on the way. There was the reason why it's absolute Kabbalah is because there was no mafsik b'chal. That's the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. That's b'chalayim ir the zeh adavar, and that was allowed for Moshe kibel Torah Misinai. So b'pshuto, you can't have Kabbalah Torah without that Madrega. It's worth noting, and this is, it may be still true after the fact, but if you look in the Rambam, both in the Chassidei Torah and in Perek Zayin, Perek Ches, and in the Akdamal Perashim Shnayis, the Chelek, when he talks about the concept, in the beginning of Perashim Shnayis, when he talks about the concept that Torah, about that you can't, in Avi Rashi L'Chadesh Davar, and there can't be Torah beyond the Torah of Moshe after Moshe Rabbeinu, he never says it has to anything to do with the Madrega and the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im. He says it has to do with the fact that Kosh Baruch, we believe in Ruach Moshe Rabbeinu because the Rambam says in the Chassidei Torah, Einenu Ro'u V'lo Zar, because we don't need Osos, because we over there in Mamon Har Sinai. That's V'gam V'chayaminu Olam. And it says in the Torah that Kosh Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu there won't be any more Torah. So Meila, that's how we know. If a Navi tells us something, then that Kosh Baruch was most if it can't be true. He doesn't say, well, we have a cloud. There's no such thing as Torah. By definition, there can't be, because there's no Nevuah beyond Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's a Mefurish Apostle. So obviously there can't be any more Torah, because Torah requires Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't say that. It sounds like, in theory at least, there could have been a concept of a Torah that's not given through Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Lamaisa, there never was. So it could be the Levasayif, the Rambam will agree to that, but it doesn't sound like, from the Rambam, that at least it is a definitional, a principle in Mesiris HaTorah. So, is it possible that some Rishon might hold there may have been some things that were given through Moshe Rabbeinu, but not through that Madrega? F sure. So that's one version of this this Torah's Kohen. If you look at Rashi in Devarim, he says it a little differently. Rashi on this in our parasha, also being obviously sensitive to the same problem. What do you mean? Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't medaber Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, Hashem Elai Avu Mishluach Hamaraglim Ad Kan Lo Nemer Parsha Zu Vayedaber El Vayoymer. Lamed Chashkol Amachashon Ashar Yisrael Nizofim Lo Nesiachin Mo Adiber Loshon Chiba Ponim El Ponav Yishev Adas. Lamed Chashin Eshchina Shorel Neviim El Veshvil Yisrael. Rashi says, well, it doesn't use the word Vayedaber; it uses the word Vayoymer. Vayedibor implies elsewhere. All the first Rashi ask elsewhere. Rashi says Dibor implies Loshon Kasha. Okay, they talk about it. What's the difference in Dibor and Amira? But it says Dibor implies Lashon Chiba, Panim Apanim Yishev Adas, opposed to Amira. That's what Rashi says. And you only have Vayomer, you don't have Vayidaber. So the obvious question is, that isn't true either. In fact, if you count, at least historical Rashi Shlach, I think there are 9 Vaidabers and 5 Vayomer. There are more Vaidabers than there are Vayomers, if you go through. True, Pasha Tzitzis is Vayomer. But there are more Vaidabers than there are Vayomers from the Chetam Miraglim through Chukas. So, what's going on? So the Ravid, Torah's going and quotes the Rashi, and asks his kasha. The Ravid says, interesting Ravid. Says the Ravid, quotes Rashi, Rav Mishesh B'Torah Kama V'Dabar Mishluchem Ragam V'Eilech Efsher Kishenich D'V'Torah L'Soif Arbayim Shana Hechzir Osam L'Lashon Dibur Avahu Meir Al Atzmo Shloy B'Dabar Kavua V'Chal. Interesting, right? The Ravid says the deep Moshe is telling us here in Parashat Devarim there was no dibur in the ultimate sense, but nonetheless when he was machzir was what he means, because nicht of the Torah, when the Torah was written, the Sefer Boim Shana, it was written b'lashon dibur. The Torah wrote it as dibur. So what does that mean? So if it wasn't dibur, so why the Kosh Baruch was right? So it's right, not true. So what's going on over here? So lich ora. Lechol, this relates to what Ariel was talking about. And that's the Kavan Rebbe. The Chazan Ish, it's a few things. The Chazan Ish in the in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei in Archaim, this is Siddur Nesinas Parashas HaTorah, very fascinating Siman. Goes to a lot of very interesting topics of how the Torah was given. So he talks about, I should start with a certain point. The Gemara Mitzachas Gittin, Daf Samach has the Machalokas or Torah Chasuma Nidna, or Torah Megillah Megillah Nidna. So this Rav is, and this is the Rama, seems to Paskin, but in Sakdama to Mishnah Torah, he accepts this, that the Torah Chasuma Nidna, that even though the Dibur was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in the different stages, but the Ksivas HaTorah was Levasov. The Mandam Torah Parashat of Megillah Nidna sounds like he assumes that the act was written and then and that was it. That becomes the Chafetz Torah at that point in time. The Rebbe seems to be learning, okay, that we're talking about the Ksiva happens to Vasov. Ksiva happens to Vasov. It doesn't really matter how the Nusach was at the time when it was given. It can be reoriented to Vasov. The Chazon Ish seems to be even a little sharper. He says, I mean, he thinks that's what this means, but he says in Simkov Chay Oz Beis and Oz Gimel, he talks about the Machlokes Nemar and the Chagiga, but whether Klaus or Pratos Nemru B'Sinai, or Klaus Nemru B'Sinai, Pratos Nemru B'Ol Moed, B'Arvos Moav. So the Rebbe Kiva sheet is that everything was given to Sinai, it was Chazed over in Ol Moed, and Chazed over again in Arvos Moav. He says, points out that Rashi and B'Hara assumes that way, Kul Nemru B'Sinai. So the way he's menaseach this, arvos mov nishtamishlo, okay, and he was in stavuch zivasan, lichtov, but also losha nemlo kol parsha uparsha, bishosh in stavu b'mesirasa liyisrael. V'ha'yev en mitzvah shenichtiv v'loshon shenemlo b'sinai, u'mitzvah shenichtiv v'loshon shenemlo omoid, v'yish v'loshon sh'arvos mov. Says the Chazon Ish, the way you understand what's going on here is that Hashem Baruch Hu was mitzaveh and Moshe Rabbeinu Chazed over the mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he didn't always give him the same nusach every time. And sometimes the reason why he says goes on, the reason why we have parshas repeating different nuschos because they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu different nuschos different times. And sometimes the Torah decided to include in the Ksivas HaTorah, sometimes the Torah decided to include more than one of the nusach that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you halachas the Torah shalpeh. That's why Torah writes that way. You can learn dinim from that. And sometimes some of the Mesiras HaTorah to Moshe Rabbeinu, some of the Ksivas HaTorah was based on the way it was Nimsar to Moshe Rabbeinu in the first version, sometimes Nimsar the way it was Nimsar in the second version, sometimes it was given in the third version. So once you say that, so then, this B'chal not so strange. I mean, I don't need that, but why is it B'chal not so strange? Could be that the parasha of all the Diburim, including the Diburim of the mitzvahs, if they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, even they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Mitzaveh, to Klal Yisrael, in the Midbar, the parasha Sitzes, parasha Nesachim, at that point in time, the Dibur from Akash Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael may have been one level. Never, let's see what the Rav is talking about. It would have been, together we'll call it the other of Amira. But it's not incorrect for him to write a B'shas Kivs HaTorah Vayidaber Hashem, because it was all chazer over. It was chazer over at Arvos Moav. It was chazer over at Arvos Moav after Misas Dor HaMidbar. At that point, it was chazer over at B'lashon and Dibur. So when Moshe wrote the Torah, even though it was written, it may have been written, you know, the Kosh Baruch Hu Tzav him to write in Parashat Shlach, or Parashat Korach, because that one's Tzav to Klal Yisrael, but, or for whatever other reason, but it's true there was a Vayidaber Hashem, B'lashon Dibur, of this parasha. It may not have happened then, but it was a Vayidaber Hashem. So for whatever reason, he decided to be, when he wrote the Torah, he wrote a Vayidaber Hashem. The point of the Rebbe saying is that, historically speaking, during the 38 years, you never had a Dibur. And even those parashas that were given then were not given at the time through a Dibur, but they were eventually given through a Dibur. I would say that, you can go back to the other issue also, which is the Pale Peh issue, that even if you want to say that, if you want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is only transmitting it here, and in Bechlau, the tziva wasn't given here at all, fine. But even if it was given to Klai Yisrael, there was a tziva given to Moshe Rabbeinu to give to Klai Yisrael at that point. So maybe it was given to Klai Yisrael at that point, but Torah without the nevuah of Pe'al Peh. But it was subsequently given to Klai Yisrael Avros Moav with the nevuah of Pe'al Peh, and that's what made a Chafetz Shel Torah. Maybe once it, I don't know, hypothetically, could have been when the Vinachat Shal Torah, just based on, it was a Din Shal Shal in the Midbar, but it wasn't knowing, but, and then it became a Chet Shal Torah Hadaris when it was Chazar over Arvus Moav, could be. But that you say that there was a Chazar in Arvus Moav, and then with the Nisuach, and that Nisuach definitely would have had the Lashon Dibur, so that would perhaps what the Rambam is referring to. The Tiksiva is accurate because it reflects an MS that happened subsequently. And maybe then you don't have to worry about all the Panapa issues either. I'll just add that the Malbim has a little bit of a different twist on this. And that's the following. The Malbim, in his Perish and Taras Kohanim, so he talks about what the difference between Dibur and Amir is. It's late, so I'm not going to get into his Perish in the distinction. But he says that he quotes Rashi that there was no, it was only an Amira, not a Dibur. He said, except for Mitzvah Zatar. He said, the Mitzvah Zatar, most of it, you have to look through all the Vedabers. There's one type of exceptions. The Vedabers that you have, they're related to Mitzvah Zatar, that's not Akasha, because Akash Baruch Hu gave an Amvuah B'Torah as Dibur to Moshe Rabbeinu in order to transmit the Mitzvah Zatar. That, of course, he had to do. What Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, the Torah's Konim is saying, is that any other personal correspondence, so to speak, in Akash Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu, before and after would have been Blush and Dibur. Now it's only Blush and Amir. But the Sinas HaTorah, Sinas HaTorah, he said, the Sinas Dinei HaTorah definitely will always give him Blush and Dibur. That's what the Malbim writes. He said, and he adds in parentheses, this only works if you think Parshas Korach happened, Maisa the Korach happened before Maisa the Meraglim. Because there are a few Vaidabras over there, which have to do, which were, Vayashem, okay, Ruchos Chol Basar, right? What does it say? In Parshas Korach. The three Vedaber Hashem. So he says, so that's Chaka Machloikas, when Parashat Korach happens. You know, you used to read the Sukkim in order, you always think the Shach happened before Korach, and that's what the Rashbam actually says. But there's a Rashi in this week's Parashat, it sounds not that way. Rashi in the very beginning of the Parashat. Ilad Ramashar Diva Moshal Koy Salbe Radim, Midbar Baravab, Mosuf, Ben Peronov, Ben Tolov, Ona Chatzeros, Dizahov, Acharasel Mechorev, Dera Chatzir, Ad Kadesh Barneth. Fine. So where are all these places? Rashi, Kayadua, goes through all these places. There are Merames to different places where the Jewish people sinned against Hashem. What's Chatzeros? Says Rashi, Machlekos Shel Korach. So the first Rashi you point out here, Midbar Paran is the Meraglim. But if you look in Maaseh, Chatzeros is before Midbar Paran. So Mechatzos I vote by Achnu Midbar Paran. So you say, yeah, Rashi, this Mayim Chazal Rashi's quoting, you're assuming that the Maaseh of the Korach happened before the Maaseh of the Meraglim. Rashi and Korach doesn't say that way. Okay, but again, in the Pesukim themselves, Parashas Korach is sort of presented in a vacuum. It's not clear when it's happening. So it's plausible it happened before the Maaseh of the Meraglim. It's not explicit in the Pesukim one way or the other. So the Malam says, if you drop Parashas Korach out of the picture, then all the Adabers have to do with Dinim, and then it's good, and then you can say that the Dinei Torah was always given through Goshen. This whole discussion of whether it's not Derechiba, not Pel Peh, not Beloshen Dibur, rather Beloshen Amir, that's all for discussion, correspondence, all the communications in Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu, but not for Mitzvah Torah that were given to Vinsav the Klai Yisrael, but Torah's Torah.
Would you say before that Tzitzis and Bayomer?
It could have been Vayomer too. He's not getting into the question of whether it had to have been that way, but he, right. Some of the Torah were Vayomer. Why, I don't know.
It's
a good question. I don't know.
It was for this reason.
Right. He may explain. I have to look in the Rishon there. I didn't notice if he explains why Tzitzis was Vayomer. That's an ayin over there. That's exceptional because usually it's Dinamar Vaydav. Okay. Just talk about, there are a whole bunch of other issues relating to this topic, or at least to this not to the Pel Peh topic, but to the to just Bechlau, to this. This Maimar Chazal. I'm just going to talk about one more. If you look in various places in the Gemara, this Nizifa, or this relationship that Kosh Baruch Hu had with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, this distance relationship, has other ramifications. One ramification is that Kosh Baruch Hu didn't communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu. There are two more Gemaras that talk about this. There's Gemara Masechet Yevamos, or my talk about this, which says where they try to figure out why they didn't do Mila in the Midbar. And the Gemara there says that one of the opinions of the Gemara says, Lo Noshem Ruach Tzvonis. And the Gemara then asks, why was Lo Noshem Ruach Tzvonis? So the Gemara says two reasons. One reason that Shlod didn't throw Anya covered, and the other reason is Bishum didn't Zofim Hayu. It was Nazifa. There's also a Gemara in Mesechus Ma'akatan, and Gemara has Mesechus Hagid. Most of the Gemara is in Ma'akatan. Hagid is not explicit. Where the Gemara says that Klai Yisrael in the Midbar were had din of Menudim. The Gemara in Ma'akatan says Vavim Beis is trying to figure out what all the Dini Menuda are and how they parallel Dini Avelus. And the Gemara attempts to prove that a Menuda is mutter for Tashamita from the fact that Kol Shalom Shai Yisrael Midbar Menudim Hayu V'Shim Shemita Seir. And then again, the Gemara tries to prove that Menuda can be Shaleach Karbanosav because Kol Hashem Shai Yisrael Midbar Menudim Hayu V'Shalchu Karbanosav. And the Bais is not a riot because maybe Nidil Shamayim is different Dinim. But the Gemara assumes they had Din Menudim. And again, Nidil Shamayim might have a separate category, but they had Din Menudim. Therefore, it's a Chiddush that they were at a, that you can learn from there that Menudah is perhaps that Menudah is Mutter B'tash Shemitah and Menudah K'mishaleach Karban Oseh. If we have time, we'll get to the fact that it seems to be the latter point seems to be steering Gemaras. The Gemara in Moed Katan, as Renal just pointed out, Moed Katan says that the Menudim, the Klai Yisrael and the Midbar were Mishaleach Karban Oseh, that's the love and base, even though they were Menudim. And there's a Gemara Chagiga, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara, which says Faker, or seems to say Faker. Marchagig of Vavim Beis is talking about whether the Ola Shekriv Yisrael Bamidbar was an Olas Tamid or an Olas Ri or Olas Ri'ah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha. So Rabbi Kiva says it was an Olas Tamid and it was Karev and it was Shuv Lo Pascha. They brought the Tamid throughout the Midbar. Elmani Mekayim, the Pascha and Amos. It's against the Pascha and Amos. The Pascha says, can I close it? Can I quote it over here? Hazvachem mincha yigashtem li b'amibar abayim shana beis Yisrael, that Amos is giving Klai Yisrael Musar and telling them that she thinks all about karbanos. For 40 years in Midbar, you brought me any karbanos. So what do you mean bring me? Why did they bring karbanos? So the Gemara answers, Shivta shalev shal abdu v'rozar heine krivosa. Only Shivta shalev broke karbanos in Midbar. And Rashi in Chagiga says, why did Klai Yisrael not bring karbanos? U'mashma shalev kriv v'shini zofim hayu. So for Mirta, there's a spear in Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga said that Klai Yisrael, because of Nazifa, didn't bring karbanos, only Shevet Levi did. And Marmar Katan said they did bring karbanos. The Mishnah Melech, the very beginning of Tehillim Musafim, first paragraph, before his Marech Harbe about Asid Hashlama, the very Tehillim Musafim, so he points out and blabs the Kasha, Tzarachin. Points the Steer in Gemara, doesn't give it that. Fine. But, so in terms of the first, maybe briefly on each one of these issues if we have a chance. In terms of the first issue, so the Gemara there says that the Ani Kavod didn't blow, that the Ruach Tzfonis didn't blow because Klai Yisrael Nezufim. Rashi Yivama says they were Nezufim from the Chet HaEgel. And Tosfos writes, no, it wasn't the Chet HaEgel, it was the Chet HaMeraglim. So Rashi doesn't bring this objection, but L'chaira sounds like that's the same as what we're talking about over here. And here it's pretty clear it's from the Chet HaMeraglim because it says, again, the status of Kosh Baruch Hu not talking to Klai Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, because the schus of Klai Yisrael stopped when the Dora Midbar stopped dying, and also the Lashon of Torah Lam and Ches Shana. So Lam and Ches Shana sounds like starting Shana Shniyah.
Rashi
Meikur
is
Machriach.
Rashi Meikur is Machriach, we can say, no, because Rashi Meikur says it by the Dabar Shema, why Rashi should do that, that Tziva was in the after the giving of
right, all the Iker, right.
Exactly.
Rashi, so it comes on the pasuk by Davar Shem Elai, which is the dibur that happened at Chedid. Exactly, right. It's Mukach. So clearly this the Torah's Konin, which says there's Lam Lechashana, and which this is talking about the Parashat Iker, which was between the Chedid and the Chedid Meraglim, and had this element of dibur, is assuming that this status began later. So, strange Rashi starts with the Chet Egel. The Emes is a little, perhaps the Diyuk, Yesh Litchos Diyuk, but the Gemara in Chagiga and Davav, when it explains that Shivta Shalevi didn't have a problem, says Shivta Shalevi Shal Abdu Avodah Zarah. Heine Krivu. So the Rashash raised Omen that. I saw this Gemara, and I thought this, and then so the Rashash points this out, that he thinks it's about Shtikla Mashmal Sarg Rashi, because it sounds like the Chet Egel was the problem. Because Shivta Shalevi weren't involved with Shul HaMaragim, it's also true, but then the Gemara should have said that. It says Shal Abdu Avodah Zarah. That's Lashon HaGemara. Interesting to the Gemara. So, the emes is, one could say, I think one could say because Rashi himself, in other places, isn't making this distinction I'm making. But maybe you can at least say it to explain Rashi and Yevamos. The Lashon of the Gemara and Yevamos is the klaisol when yizofim hayu. The lashon taras kohenim is the haishol menudim lamakom. If you look in the Gemara Ma'akatan, the nizifa nidah are two different things. There's the Gemara Ma'akatan on that. The next, later in that sugya, the Gemara's talking all about, then Gemara digresses looks all about the lachos of nidah, and the Gemara says the mamash two different things. Tana rabbanon tezayin amalav ein nidah pachos milam jom ve nizifa pachos mizayin yamin. And it says, well, is that true? And Bob, there are all sorts of problems. There's something called Nidah, something called Nazifa. Nazifa just means I don't want to talk to you. I'm angry at you. And what's the paradigm of Nazifa? Miriam. Bavia, you're okay, Rakh Bafonel, Losi Klem Shiva Seven. Spits in her face. It's not Nidui, it's Nazifa. I'm angry at you. You'll distance yourself. I don't want to talk to you in any significant way. Nidui is Mam Shechirim. There's Dinam Shechirim. You have to, that's a more extreme situation. So just in terms of this kash, could be that it's not Lokasha. There was some element of Zifa that already existed now at the time of the Chet Egel. Did it come back with the Mishkan? Did it come back with the Mishkan? Some of the Farshim talk about that. That maybe it was at the beginning and it started the Chet Egel and then it came back and then left again. Okay, but there was some element of the Zifa at the time of the Chet Egel. You know, Tos asked the Kasha, where Kaish Baruch Hu was Mocha of the Chet Egel, but we know Rashi and Chumash says, if Yom Pakti Fakati Elan Chatosam, that there wasn't an 100% Mechilas HaChet. Something was lost. With a lot of Chet Egel. So maybe there was some element of Zifa even then. At least, either permanently, either which began and continued, or at least what existed at the time. But the Nidui, which is a different Madrega, that we only find for the Chet Egel, and the Gemara, it doesn't help for the Diuk and Chagiga, and in the, there may be other ways out of that. But the Gemara in the Ma'akotan is talking about Dinei Nidui, and the Torah is talking about Dinei Nidui. The problem is, Rashi himself, in the Diuk and Lashon, Rashi doesn't work. At least other places. Rashi Vayikra quotes, faithfully quotes the Lashon of the Torah's Konim, it's Menudim, but Rashi in Dvarim uses the term Nazifa, and Rashi in Chagig uses the term Nazifa. So Rashi, at least some of the places where he discusses issues, seems to be using the terms that they're changing. So it won't work for Rashi everything, but at least in theory, as a Mahalach and the Sugya Yivamos, even if you can maintain Rashi, viewing Rashi and Yivamos on his own, you can maintain that perhaps Rashi and Yivamos, and it's not necessarily Stira. To the Torah's Konim, because we're not talking about the same thing. We're talking about Lo Nashu Ruch Tzvonis. We're not talking about the Lo Yin Sachet Adibur. And they're not necessarily telling the same thing. Finally, one Ha'ar about the other issue, about the Karbanos. I'll just mention the Mitzvah Eisan in Chagiga quotes the Mishnah Melech to deals with the Stira. He has a few Mahalachim to answer the Stira. One mahalach is he thinks it's all in machlokes tanoim, whether or not the Rekiva Rishmalach in chulin, whether or not klayisro was mutter b'sar taiva in the midbar. So if they were mutter b'sar taiva in the midbar, they must have brought karbanah. They didn't have to have bring karbanah. If they were also b'sar taiva, they must have brought karbanah. So he follows the cheshbon how we paskin based on that. But if you hold that the b'sar taiva is also in the midbar, so meila then. That's mukhra de brokarbanos. That's the Gemara. Can hold. So it's just machloekas tanoim. It's the Gemara is working with different sheetas in tanoim. Fine. And there's another mahalach, which he in kamakom harich, but he wants to explain. He thinks that's only karbanos tzibur that klai saw. They didn't bring karbanos zacha. They could have brought. He explains why. I didn't jump because they need ma'amados and ma'amos for machaprim. There's a whole shtickle term. But what's interesting, I just want to note in the relating to this, and it relates to this whole Nazifa. In the Gemara Chagiga, the Gemara is talking about the carbon tamid, and the Gemara is the kash on the pasuk in Amos, and the Gemara says it must have been only Shifta Shalevi brought. So first of all, you see in that Gemara, parenthetically, that Shifta Shalevi brought the carbon tamid throughout the Midbar. So that's the hell art, because.
Who paid for it?
Sounds like only Shifta Shalevi? No?
What?
Sounds like Shifta Shalevi, the ones who paid for it.
Right,
so that's the question. So the carbon tzibur. So we're just talking to Yaakov before. You have to figure out the different sheetahs tanoim and horius, perhaps that according to some tanoim, if he'll shift the shevet echos kari kahol, and according to one different tanoim, work out. According to some tanoim, if one shevet does a chaydim, all of Klai Yisrael, al pi horas tapes nash gadol, all Klai Yisrael, we don't pass that way. All Klai Yisrael would have to bring parallel dov shel tzibur. So. According to this, at least this suggestion, the Gemara, the Liman de Amar, Fiyar Bekiva, the Marsham Yashia Fiyar Bekiva, that only Shifta Shalevi donated to the carbon tamid, So it sounds like you can have, I don't know if all the Klai Yisrael would say carbon tamid, but the concept, at least of the carbon tamid being kosher and it being carbon sipur, was sufficient by having brought by a single shaven. That's much more than the Gemara.
Does it prove
No, it's a separate point. Separate point. But it doesn't prove that everyone else was yotzei the carbon tamid. Maybe they were. They were nusim. But at least that there could be a carbon tamid. That the chori sifu in that gemara. At least again, what's that skuf? Steven sugis, but other issues. But that's the chori sifu in that gemara. But additionally, so I would have thought when I saw this mitzvah eisan, this got me thinking. I could have said the opposite before miyata. I could have said fakir. Then maybe, yeah. Klai Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Jews. Good. Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Jews, so they can't bring karbanos. But maybe carbon sibur they can bring dafka, because we know that a carbon sibur is not the same as a carbon shutfim. It's not just a conglomerate of individuals. The Mishnah in Shkalim points out that the Kohanim were darish mikra la'atzim. They didn't say we shouldn't give Shkalim, because we give Shkalim and everything becomes a minchas kohen and nothing can be eaten. So what's the answer to that? The Mishnah doesn't say. So the Mishnah doesn't say, but they were wrong. The Beth and Passon, they were wrong. So I think the Rishali there explains that Tzibur is different. It's not a chutzvus of individuals. It's a carbon at Tzibur, and therefore when they donate, it's not a minchas kohen. It's not a minchas kohen plus Israel. It's a minchas klai Yisrael, minchas at Tzibur. So maybe klai Yisrael is a Tzibur lo meisa, the Gemara says tomorrow. Klai Yisrael is going forever. So maybe the Dora Midbar couldn't bring karbanos. Maybe klai Yisrael could bring karbanos. So that would have answered the kasha. The pasuk almost says, "What's lashon there again? Mincha v'azvachim, azvachim v'mincha." No reason to assume it's carbon sibur. Azvachim mincha gashlan yamidbar. No reason to assume that's carbon sibur. There are minachos that are carbon sibur. There are very few azvachim that are carbon sibur. Shlamim, not shavuos, and minachos you have. Okay, so maybe that they didn't bring the carbon yachin and carbon tamid they could bring. But the emes is, it's obviously the kasha is wrong. Because the emes is that it's almost punk fakir. The nidoy was on the tzibur, and as a geshmak briskerov, briskerov points out. Do it this way. Briskerov in Parshas Matos says the following. I'll ask you the following question. He doesn't ask this question because it's not a mukhruch to the question, but. When the Gemara says, let's say take the Mar Chagiga for a second, it says that Shevta Shalevi brought the Karbanos, because they were Menudim. How about everyone else who was Pachos and Ben Esrim and Lech Mitzrayim, or people who were Yosef Metshishim, if all the Gzeir was on them? How about Yeshua and Kalev? Could they have contributed to the Karban Sibur? If all only Shevta Shalevi could. So maybe Yeshua and Kalev could, I don't know. But there were a lot of Jews who weren't part of the Dor HaMidbar. By the time it got to the end, there were very few Jews who were part of the Dor HaMidbar. So they all could have contributed to the Chayyar. They weren't including the Gzeira, only the Dor HaMidbar was included in the Gzeira. So Biskrov says, and he doesn't ask this question, but he points out, he says, no. He's working off of a, he starts with a pasuk in Parashat Matos, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, that gets upset at Reuven, Gad, Chatzi, Menashe, and he says, then he says, you're continuing in the path of the Dor HaMidbar. V'nei kamtem tachas, avos chem tabus, anashim chatoim, l'spos ol al charon af Hashem HaYisrael. You're adding Charon af Hashem, and you're going to be stuck in the Midbar. How do you know this? You're going to be stuck in the Midbar? Okay. And they weren't, this wasn't the Bez Chaitim Rag. It's related, but okay, it's not exactly the same thing. So, and who told him this? So he says, if you look at the Torah's cone at the end of the Breister of Yishmael, which the Ravid actually struggles with, he points out, but he's suggesting the Pshat. The Torah's cone at the end of the Breister of Yishmael says, pasuk everyone's very familiar with. Kach abasad omer asher nishbati v'apim v'unal menuchas imi v'unal menuchzi kishe yoshuv api v'unal menuchasi. That when will Klai Yisrael come to the menucha? When there's yoshuv shivas ha'af. So the Ravid struggles, what is this pasuk talking about? So it sounds like it's talking about the Dor HaMidbar. It sounds like it's talking about the Dor HaMidbar. Because what he's talking about, that wasn't the Gzeir Dor HaMidbar wasn't dependent on Shiva's Af, was dependent on Abraham Shana. That's it, Abraham Shana, and that's the end of the story. So, up before 40 years, they had no chance, and after 40 years, it was over. So, what's this? When there's a Shiva Charon Af? So the Ravid's two pshat. First pshat is, it's talking about loss of love. And the other pshat, the Ravid says, that Be'emes HaKlai Yisrael Don Tshuva, they could have had less than 40 years, a big Chiddush. and against Ramban al Torah. So so the Rabbi struggles with this. The Brisk Rav suggests from the Psukim, it's mashma. I think there are two gzeiras. There was a gzeira on the people of Dora Mirba, they should die, and there was a gzeira on the tzibur that they should be stuck in the midbar. He says, Hachazal avo shemusa midbar lo yavon la'aretz, v'sheyes ala banim, she's acharu ba midbar ba'im shan, v'lo yavol eretz atom kol agoy, k'desiv b'kra, in Parashat Shlach. Uvnechem yuru imban bara b'im shanam, v'suzechem atom pigreichem ba'midbar. It's a gzeira on the entire Klal Yisrael, that until the Dora Midbar died, they would be stuck in the midbar. It wasn't just because you had to wait till them to die because the people were 20 at the time the Chaitim Raglan couldn't come there. So the whole Klaisel was Xer and Klaisel, they couldn't enter the midbar in that matzav. Ve'al Xer Zu Medaber B'Sei Fratilim Arboim Shana Kut Bidor Rotz Alomar Eil Shebo Achach La'oretz Rakhnes Achro Mimar Arboim Shana. And that's the pasuk. That's what it means. Ashenish Bati Vapin Vunam Nuchasid. There's a charon af, not on the individual. The charon af on Klal Yisrael. The kachar is a gzera. The rakish is stalik af evov. We'll call them hainul achar boim shana. And he says that's pshat in the Torah's Kohanim. That's why the Klal Yisrael were menudim. That's what Torah seems to be saying. He quotes the Torah's Kohanim. Shekim osin shkol amach hashanish shol kim menudim loy medaber Moshe. So you see, until the Paschal Messiah, but Klai Yisrael as a whole were Menudim, not just the last 15,000 people were Menudim, and you need a tashlum of all, Shishim Rebo, in order to speak Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael and Gansin was a Menudim. See, he goes on, that's John Tzuk and Matos, he says. That Moshe was telling Negon Eruvain, what you're doing is Mosef Od Al Charon Af Hashem Le Yisrael. And for most of the Charon Af Hashem, we're not going to get to the Midbar because it was a Gzeira that until there's a Shiva's Charon Af, we're not going to end up in the Midbar. So forget the 40 years. 40 years for Fallon, but there's a separate Gzeira of Charon Af Hashem. That's as of the Miskarim. So just some hours that that's. So now understand. So of course that's why the Gemara couldn't have said what I said. Because if anything, it was Dafka, the Tzibur, that had the Gzeira. The Gzeira was on the Tzibur. So, and the Menido was on the Tzibur. So the fact that you may have only had individuals, they have left from the Dormir, that's irrelevant. There was not a Tzibur. Now, if that's right, then Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi was Mufka from the Choronaf, which is Mustaber. Shevet Levi was never included in the Xer Bechlau, it's Mufka from the Choronaf. Someone who was Pachos Ben Esrim was Benechem Asherim Bamibor, they were included in this Choronaf. People over 60? I don't know, maybe also, I don't know if Shimon Kalev, I don't know. If Shimon Kalev were included in the Choronaf, just they had accepted and have to die, basically. You have to figure that out. Because Shimon Kalev contributed, we'll feed that Gemara Chagiga. But Shevet Levi was Bechlau Mufka from the entire, all the Xeris. So they were. Okay, now including the Charona. Just briefly, speak a few minutes. In Yonad Yoma, the Meshchachma discusses comments on this week's Haftorah. Shabbos Chazon. Pasuk says, Lo Sifu, Pasuk Yishayo, Lo Sifu, Havim, and Chashav, Ketoros, Toeva, Hili, don't keep bringing mincha shav and ketores to eva. So why is the navi pick on minchas and ketores? So he says, he actually relates to what we were just talking about. He says, what's unique about minchas and ketores that they can't come? Well, minchas can be chidus, but can't come b'shutfus, and ketores can't come b'chidus at all. So you need a tzibur. So the taina, and he goes on to say that he says a few things here. The Taina and Klai Yisrael, what was going on over there, Vida Psukim and Shayo, was Shemud Vashem Ksini, so compared to Stom V'Namoira, Vida Psukim, talking about old V'Nam L'Chaveiro things, Stom V'Namoira, the classic examples of the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, that's Shali Shali, Shalach Shalach, there's a Chisaron in the Tzibur of Klai Yisrael. So that's what the Navi criticized them. If you're not Tzibur, so you're Menachos or not Menachos, Ktaris, not Ktaris. And he goes on to say, or he says in this context, that's part of the Yisod of Mikdash. The Yisod of the Mikdash is the creation of Achdus Yisrael. Where do we find this? Among other places, we find in Brachas Daf Lamed from Gemara that everyone all Klai Yisrael have to daven towards the Mikdash, and it's based on the pasuk Tel Pios, Tel Shkol Pios Ponim Sham, that there's an Ichud of Klai Yisrael through Tefillah, specifically through the Mikdash. He says he thinks that's why the Nisim, in Mikdash, there was a Hanhaga Nisis, he thinks, interesting Chiddush, not simply because it was Makom Kaddish, but would allow there to be a Hanhaga Nisis because it was a Makom of Achdus Yisrael, because it was Makom HaKlal. So the hashgacha is different to the klal is the prana. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a much is much more generous hashgacha to klal Yisrael than he does to individuals. So when mikdash becomes the makom haklal, mikdash is an opportunity for there to be paradigmatic opportunity for there to be an ichud in klal Yisrael. And when you know, klal Yisrael can blow the opportunity, but when we have that opportunity, so then you can have another nisus. You can have a nisim flos because you can build yitivis because that's a kosher baruch hu's kesher to klai yisrael l'malam minateva. The individual is not the same way. That's only yichidi skula. But the klai yisrael kosher baruch hu's hashkacha is l'malam minateva. So if you have a makom that is the ma'achay klasher, you can have a hashkacha. You have a hanoga, it's l'malam minateva. And he has an interesting way of putting it. He says, "Becholzos why?" He says, "Why kesher klai yimi ami yisrael uihu lios mushkach b'hashkacha nisis shesham ein pegam shekula malam reich nichoach." When you have yechidim who are working together, so their positive traits complement each other, and the opposite is also true. If you have kibbutz or rishayim, the Gemara says that's ra'al olam, because people working together, bad things and their negative traits complement each other. You have some person who has a tremendous masculine, another person who has a tremendous madrake and avos yisrael, another person who's a tremendous bal tzedaka. So they're all together working for Avodas Hashem, so then they all fit and they create this wonderful symphony of a klal. So the focus, since the connection is through that element of Avodas Hashem, the focus becomes the positive traits and it uplifts everyone. Nebuch, we don't have the mikdash. Baruch Hashem. Many people comment in the last few months. Based on the immediate recent past, there's been a tremendous sense of achdus klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, it seems to take tzaras to create achdus klal Yisrael. One of the things we're missing with the mikdash is the ability to achdus klal Yisrael. It's always hard to feel for us. Me, to feel a real sense of korban, tzara al korban. This is a time we have to, which miyuchad l'kach, where there's a possibility where the rest of the year, only the Gemara and Bava Kamma, only yechidim are allowed even to misabal al korban. This is a time where everyone can be misabal al korban because it's a time where it's easiest to misabal al korban. We have to think about what we've lost, what we don't have because of the korban. One of them is the concept of Achdus and Klal Yisrael, and I think that's for a number of reasons. One is Altivi, the concept that you don't have a Mikdash, you don't have Shechina. How is Mikdash Ma'achay Klal Yisrael? Because it goes hand in hand. When you don't have the Achdus, the Shechina leaves. But through the Shechina, through Kosh Baruch Hu, we're all Bnei we're all Banam HaMakom. Through that being a Makom, a Shechina, so that inherently has the potential to be ma'achid klal Yisrael too. We're in the same family, and here's the av is here, so we can all. That's ma'achid all of us. That's the potential to be ma'achid all of us. If we always have the chiyur, if we're willing to take him up on it. And also in a maybe more tivi sense, what we're lacking without mikdash is a sense of clarity, a sense of. I think I've been talking about this before. I've heard other people speak about this. The sense of clarity of what emes is was much sharper. We had Nevi'im, we had Hashgacha, we had Nisim. We live in a world that's totally chashuch, and it's very hard for anyone to figure out. It's very hard to figure out what's right and what's wrong. It's very hard for people can just look around the world. People have no hasog of what makes any sense, and that relates to the world as a whole. When Barnabas and Megdash and Mashiach will come, it'll be a Darga Molar's day as Hashem, Kamayim Lam Chasim, when there'll be a clarity of Akash Marku's presence in the world. And it unfortunately sometimes even poisons Klal Yisrael. It's such the fight that we have back and forth about all sorts of issues. And even when these fights are totally Shem Shanayim, but it stems from the fact that there's so little clarity on what's issues are complicated and we're all influenced by things around us, and it's very hard to distinguish what's Ratzon Torah, what's not Ratzon Torah, and we just what events are telling us, it's very hard to interpret, understand anything, and that's because we don't have the clarity that existed when there was Nisim in the Mikdash, when there were Nevi'im, when there was a Sanhedrin, a God, Lish Sagazis, who came with the Koach, or came with that badass Kael, who could help clarify things. The Koach Sanhedrin, a God, will feed Vidar and Bams, only when there was an Lish Sagazis. So that's something Nebuch, we have to live through and live with, and something that we have to mourn this time of year. And Be'ez Hashem, just like we're seeing that a sense of resurgence in Achdus and Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem, the Achdus will continue, even the Tzoros, Yom Ha'atzmaut Seinu Dai, Tzoros should end right away, and the Achdus and Klal Yisrael will continue, and we still have a few days left, that Tzomer Aviv, Tzomer Chamishi, at least Tzomer Chamishi, Yael HaBeis Yudel Sosol Simcha Mo'od Tov.